Welcome, everyone. I appreciate you joining us for the second episode of the Young Innovators series on the Innovators Podcast, where innovators flourish. My name is Riley Hiscox, and I'm a marketing and communications intern for the Iowa State University Research Park, and I'm the host of the Young Innovators series on the Innovators Podcast. Today's guest is Blake Price, founder and CEO of Plant Nannies. In this episode, we discuss Blake's journey with entrepreneurship and how her love and passion for horticulture led to the creation of Plant Nannies. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Innovators Podcast. Today on the Young Innovators series, we are joined by Blake Price, founder of Plant Nannies. Hi, Blake. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we're just going to start off this episode by having you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. The short version, I was born and raised in Central New York and then came to Iowa my freshman year of high school, where I went to Valley in West Des Moines. And then after graduating there, I tried going to a different college for a semester, Northwest Missouri State, and decided ISU was way better. So I transferred here right before the pandemic started. And started out in animal science pre-vet track, and after a lot of twists and turns, I ended up in agricultural studies with a minor in horticulture.
Oh, cool. So then you graduated?
I just graduated this December.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Plant Nannies, tell us a little bit about that. How did that get started? Have you always had an interest in plants and horticulture?
The story of how I got into plants and sequentially how I started my business really stems from my grandparents owning a feed and seed store when I was a kid, and I loved like running the register and realized that they were the ones making the rules at their own business, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So my grandpa always like took care of lawns, had a huge garden, and I learned a lot from that. But just like everyone else around the COVID pandemic, I really got into houseplants because people weren't going outside, and I learned a lot about them through killing them, and then eventually, after taking my first plant science class in the agronomy department, I learned like how plants actually work on a scientific level and started not killing my plants, and from there, I just kind of had this idea rolling of, hey, I'm getting better with plants, and obviously got a lot more of them in the process. And then it was when I was in Kevin Kimley's agriculture entrepreneurship class that we were asked to develop a business plan for a business, or actually a few businesses. And the final one I chose for my final presentation was eventually Plant Nannies, where I, in December of 2022, decided to launch my business during that class and started getting customers literally overnight, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, cool. So you would say Iowa State had a lot of resources to kind of help you kickstart your business.
Absolutely. Not only did I gain the confidence in myself and my idea through that class and what the professor was teaching, but then he connected me to a lot of other resources, not only in the College of Agriculture, but in the university as a whole, especially the Papa John's Center.
Oh, yeah, cool. Awesome. So explain to us a little bit about like the layout of Plant Nannies. Like, is it exactly what the name kind of says it is, or how does this work for your customers and yourself?
Yeah, so in short, it is what the name says. I will take care of your plants no matter what health condition they are. I specialize in at-home services and doing consulting, repotting, all sorts of things right at my customer's door. And I also really have a vision to help other people with a green thumb looking to make an extra buck, help out someone's dying plants, and kind of make it that two-sided marketplace eventually.
Yeah. Awesome. So how do you kind of see your business growing, or what are some things you have in mind that might kind of separate it from a different plant consulting? I have never heard of that, so it's honestly really cool. I can't keep a plant alive to save my life anyways. But like, where do you see Plant Nannies going in the future?
Yeah, so the future of Plant Nannies is really dependent on where I want to end up in life. After graduating, I'm enjoying being in Ames and serving the Des Moines community. but I'd like to eventually scale it to where I could have a location in Iowa with the help of some other people and take myself and start another branch in potentially another state in the future. With the growth of Plant Nannies, I've learned a lot of different ways to help our customers in figuring out what they know and don't know and what they need help with, and also seeing what's already out there in the industry. So where I kind of differentiate myself is a few things. First, I do in-home services, so we bring everything right to our customer's door. And secondly, I have a degree in agriculture as well as a degree minor in horticulture. So I have studied the science of how plants work and how they best grow. I've taken classes below some of the best greenhouse production teachers out there. And so I have a little bit of a different viewpoint knowing those type of skills in a traditional horticulture setting instead of just all doing it at home on my own.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you mentioned are you a one-man show? Do you have some people helping you? How is your business model kind of set up? Are you just kind of have a website and people reach out to you for a consultation, or do they come into an office? How does that kind of look?
So we really means me and then my support team behind me. So I've got my boyfriend who helps me run a lot of numbers.
Okay.
I've got the staff at the Papa John Center who's super supportive, and so they want to know how things are going and whatever they can do to help me. As far as it goes with booking customers, it kind of goes a few ways. I have my social media that links to my website, and I use Calendly to book my customers, or they can reach out directly. And so we kind of do an appointment style like that.
Okay, awesome. What would you say was the biggest learning curve for you as you started this business and kind of as you continue to grow?
Yeah, a huge learning curve has been anything numbers, like the reality of this is a business. You have to collect taxes. You have to like really keep track of things. And it's not just like a fun little thing anymore. Like this is, there's a lot to it that people don't point out. And the thing I've really learned is when you are running your own business, you wear all of the hats, even the ones that you don't really fit very well into. And so I'm not a numbers girl. I like doing the plants. I'm good with people, but then social media, editing videos, you have to do all of that or find a way to outsource it. And then it's kind of a trade-off that you also have to be responsible for deciding.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when you're kind of a one-man show. Can definitely be difficult to manage all of that stuff. But you said you graduated in December. Is Plant Nanny something you want to just keep pursuing full-time, or are you looking to maybe find something else and Plant Nannies be like your side gig? What are kind of your plans for that?
Yeah, so I really love Plant Nannies, the concept and what we do. And so I would like to expand it and continue to pursue it. I also have other passions that lie within the field of horticulture and holistic wellness and healing people. And so in the future, I could see myself kind of doing two things, or if I can get Plant Nannies to a place where I have other people dedicated to working on it full time, then I might be able to differentiate myself in what I do every day.
Yeah, awesome. Earlier you mentioned something about the Papa John Center here. So can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with them? If you're in Size Starters, how that kind of really kickstarted Plant Nannies?
Yeah. So I started my business in December 2022, and pretty soon after that class was over, I got in touch with Megan Grattinger at the Papa John Center. She actually is the woman who runs Size Starters, and so I had a meeting with her, and she told me about Size Starters, where I pitched and went through the process to be chosen, and then over the summer, we went through 11 weeks of business coaching from all sorts of professionals in different areas, from graphic design, accounting, personal relations, like literally everything you need to run your business, we learned. And they also gave us funding to work on our business outside of that time. And so I was able to basically intern for my own business throughout the summer, which was huge for me to not only gain skills to leverage myself and my business, but then have the time and the money to actually implement those things, which is really huge. Not a lot of people get the opportunity to just focus on your business and be paid to do it. So I'm really appreciative. And also the people involved in SciStarters and the Papa John's Center are the best people.
Yeah.
So it was a blessing just to even be with them at all. Even if I learned nothing, it was still a great community to be involved
in. Yeah, that's awesome to hear. So I'm not much of a plant girl myself. I can't keep anything alive, like I said earlier. So what is a couple or one piece of advice that you give to our listeners about like something they need to know about plants just to keep them alive?
All right. Okay. It's hard to pick just one, but if I have to just go through my Rolodex of customers and what they've kind of had issues with, I would say watering is a big thing. There's a big misconception on what overwatering means. So a lot of people think that that's, oh, you give your plant too much water at once, it's going to drown. But really, overwatering is the frequency, or the, overwatering is the frequency of waterings, not the amount of water given at one time.
Okay.
So the right way to water a plant is to drown that thing, put gallons in at a time. As long as there's holes in the bottom of the pot, it should take up what it needs and the rest should come out, and then let that sucker dry out until there's no water left, and the plant might even wilt a little. But don't just give it a few teaspoons every day. Give it a gallon once every 10 days.
Oh, that's, I did not know that. So that's some good advice there. So just going back, how I said earlier, I had never heard of such a thing before, like a babysitter for plants kind of coming in and giving consultation. Obviously that makes it unique in itself, but what else makes plant nannies so unique compared to like a greenhouse or like any other sort of horticulture resource?
Yeah. So I try to provide a empathetic approach to plant care. A lot of plants that people have, they might not be a plant person at first, but they get a peace lily at their grandma's funeral. It means a lot to them. Or XYZ thing that ends up, they have a plant and they really care about it living, but don't always have the skills. And so I come in and provide a complete consultation of every aspect, and also provide the care that I would to my own plants. A lot of greenhouses and things like that, you're just another customer. They're trying to do as many as they can in the day. Whereas for my customers, it's almost a bit of a therapy approach to their plants, which I enjoy doing and helping heal people and their plants.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So as we're just winding down here, I know that you gave some advice for taking care of plants and keeping them alive. But what advice would you give to someone who's looking at starting their own business?
If someone is looking at starting their own business, the biggest advice I'd give is to figure out what that thing is that you want to start and go for it. Something that stopped me from starting a business way sooner is not having confidence in my idea. And our professor taught us that if you have a headache problem, people, yes, it's annoying, they can maybe ignore whatever that problem is. But if you find a product that is solving a problem that's, they call a migraine problem, something people have spent time and money to try to solve to no avail, that's when you've really hit your sweet spot. If something that it's an issue people could live with, live without, it's something that your product is really changing the way people do stuff for the better. And that made me feel validated. And I would just say, go for it. You can always close your business, change your business, but there's always going to be a someday. It's better to just start it. And you can always pivot. That's the best thing about starting soon as you have.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. So is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about plant nannies? Maybe how they can find you on social media, your website, anything like that?
Yeah, our website is plant-nannies.com, and we provide all sorts of plant care services, including consultations. We offer classes in the area. If you have a blank space and want to elevate it with plants, anything green, we're happy to help and lend our green thumb.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, Blake, it has been great to have you, and I can't wait to see what Plant Nannies has in store for the future.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and until next time, stay inspired.